What is the goal of the Makos? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have easily just taken out the Jewish people, could have made the Egyptians fall asleep for another night, be forgetful, and in one swift move, taken out the Jewish people. There's obviously a need, a desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something beyond just help the Jews leave Mitzrayim. While there are many answers to this question, the simplest answer is what's probably found in the Psukim. If you look throughout the story, there is a word that keeps coming up over and over and over again. The word is Teida, Yada, to know. Because when Moshe in Parsha Shemos approaches Paro, after he accepts the mission to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, he goes to Paro. Paro says, Vayomer Paro, mi Hashem asher shma bekolo? Who is this Paro that I shall listen? L'shalach es Yisrael. Lo yodati es Hashem. I don't know this God. The God es Yisrael lo ashalach, and I won't send them out. So the goal of the Mako, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is, as we know, not only to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, but to introduce, so to speak, Hashem to the Egyptians, to the Jewish people, to the world, as the Ramban tells us in the end of Parshas Bo. So much of what happens is really seeing the powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but ultimately to teach Paro who he is, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And throughout these storylines, there are three lessons. The first is to show that God exists. But not only does God exist, He can actually intervene, and He is involved in the day-to-day affairs with man. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most powerful being in the history and in the world. And that's what we see. In Perek Zion, the first lesson is, Ko Amar Hashem Bezoz Teida. Paro, you want to know, Bezoz Teida, Ki Ani Hashem. The first is that I exist. You said you don't know who I am. Bezoz Teida, Ki Ani Hashem. This is who I am. And therefore, we're going to have the Makkah of Dam. In the next wave of Makos, in Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, Hashem Tzvihiflesi Bayom Eretz Eretz Goshen, He's able to separate, to make distinct who receives the plague, the Jews, the Mitzrim, and it says, L'man Teda Kini Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz. Not only do I exist, but I am involved in the day-to-day affairs with man. I know who my people are. I'm able to separate, to make distinct, Bekerev Ha'aretz, in the world. The philosophy that there was a God, a being, that created the world but is no longer involved in it, that's not who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Paro. And finally, not only does Hashem exist, not only does Hashem is involved in these things, Bekerev Ha'aretz, but ultimately, Ba'avor Teida Kein Kamoni B'chol Ha'aretz, as the Pasuk in Perek Tes tells us, that Hashem can do anything, Ki Ein Kamoni B'chol Ha'aretz. Three lessons. Hashem exists, Hashem is involved, and Hashem is all-powerful. Paro is taught, Paro says, I don't know. Hashem says, let me introduce myself. I exist, I'm involved, and Hashem can do anything at any time.